Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm saying good morning because I'm excited. I'm excited to be here. Are we excited to be here? That's very good. All right, as you heard, my name is Aaron Shilongo, and all the way from Namibia. And I'm 30 years young. All right, by profession, I'm a commercial pilot. So I fly for one of the private companies in Namibia. And also, being part of GNLD, I'm proud to call myself a businessman through GNLD. Aren't we proud of GNLD? All right. For me, it's very a humbling feeling to stand here and just tell you a little bit about my story. You guys look very good with all the smiles. They say a smile is contagious, so I'm going to smile and see how many people I can infect with my smile. All right. Well, when I was asked to share a little bit of my story, I thought to myself, okay, where do I start? Where do I finish? I have so many things to say. Will I finish them in the time allocated to me? So I devised a plan that let me come up with subtopics and speak briefly on those subtopics. So I'm just going to start, give you a short story on how I started, why I started. I remember when I was growing up, as a young man, I'm still young though, I got sick and tired of asking for money from my parents, from my family members. And you'll get money, and halfway down the line, you have not even finished doing what you plan to do with the money is finished. And then you cannot go back and say, I need more money. Can anyone relate? Yeah. All right. So I'm talking to the right people. I came across GNLD. In fact, I grew up in a GNLD household where my sisters were distributors of GNLD, but I was just taking the supplements. And once I joined GNLD, I became a businessman. I teamed up with my mom. She sends her regards, especially to Charlie and Alta. My mom is over 70 now, and she's still going strong. When I started the business, like everyone else, I didn't know much about the business aspect. I just knew that the products worked, and they continued to work. This was evident in my sporting career. I used to play a lot of basketball and also athletics. And my colleagues and my competitors, you always used to wonder, Aaron, why are you so fast? But deep down, I knew I was on GNLD products. I was on the train ends. And that's what really kept me going. They were also wondering, after training, my recovery was faster. My recovery time was faster than them. I'll need 5 to 3 minutes to recover. They'll need a whole hour. They will be lying there out of breath. And that's all thanks to GNLD and its products. So we are in a very good company, a company which is trustworthy. Yes, we should give GNLD a hand. Ironically, as a basketball player, I was captain for a year, and I got the nickname El Capitan. But now, it seems that because I got it as a basketball player, but now I'm a professional pilot, commercial pilot, that also then carried on. And it just gives you, for me, it gives me that confidence about GNLD, about the products, and about the way GNLD does things. When I started, my biggest challenge, I don't know if anyone can relate, was the no. Yo, that no, it hits you places. But what kept me going is that when a person says no, when they used to say no to me, what kept me going is I got the understanding from the uplines and the other GNLD distributors, the understanding that when a person says no, they are not saying no to you. They are saying no to the business. And in most cases, they don't understand the business. That's why they say no. So we should care for these people. And my motivation when someone says no, it motivates me to work even harder to show them what the business is all about. And funny enough, once you succeed, those people that say no, what do? They come knocking at the door and say, "What were you saying again about that business?" And then they come through. So let's love the people that say no. Let's not hate them. Let's appreciate them. And they'll come around. Dreams. Dreams. I have dreams. And I'm sure everybody has dreams. I'm not referring to the nightmares we are having at night. I'm referring to the visions that and aspirations that I have. And I do not only have them, I do not only have them in my mind, but I have written them down. And I have put pictures with those words. And as currently as I speak now, I have that dream chart is pasted on the door of my room. So what happens? Every time I go into my room, I look at it. Every time I close, I look at my dreams. And what happens? It gets me excited. When a person says no, every time I go to my room, I look at it. And I say, I can do this. And it keeps you going. It really keeps me going. Just to share a few things on my dream chart. I have long-term and medium-term goals. I don't know if the guys can agree with me. One of my short-term goals is an Audi A4, 2-liter turbo, TDI, white one, you know, 19-inch rims, sunroof. You know, when I look at that, I'm like, yes, it's doable. One of my dreams is also building business in more than 10 countries worldwide. Traveling the world to places like Paris and get to speak the language. Bonjour, madame, je m'appelle Aaron, you know. Yeah. Places like Germany. Wie geht's, mein Freund? And one of my dreams also is associated to the weekend function, is that I want to see that day where a bus from Windhoek drives all the way to Bloemfontein, but it's just full of young people. Because for us youth, it's our day. It's our time. I'm just looking at Tani Hubri now and wondering, what if she started when she was 26, when she was 19? Just the thought. So for us, let's not delay, let's not postpone, because I think the right time is now. Yesterday is gone with all its worries. Now, we only have now. And tomorrow is promised with all its good comings, but the time is now. Right. I'm sharing a little bit of why JNLD now in the future. And I remember back then, before I joined JNLD, a friend of mine, we started up a business venture into IT. And it was going well. Few months down the line, out of the blue, he stopped talking to me. He stopped answering my phone calls. He stopped replying to my emails. Is it relating to a couple of us? But JNLD, I've realized no one can take that away from you. So we have to hold it with our both hands and just go with it. What I realize is that the system works. We just need to work the system. I look at it as a vehicle. The vehicle is there. You get in, you start it. But if you do not put in any gear, whether forward or reverse, that car will not go anywhere. And that's what we do. That's what I did. I got joined GNLD, started it. Oh, very nice car. Okay. Did nothing. And that's how we fall short. So let's just get into gear. And then we'll see where GNLD will take us. Benefits. There are a lot of benefits. And you asking yourself, a pilot, why does he need business? Why is he part of GNLD? Is he not getting paid a lot? I came to a realization that with a job alone, I could not attain or achieve my big dreams. With a job alone, I have an auntie, Karen. And Karen in the business, she always says, job stands for just over broke. And with a job alone, I'm telling you, it's not going to come through. So the benefit of that is, I'm looking at it from a point of view, from my perspective, is that you can do what you like and love and still do something else on the side. And I've realized that for the past 2 years, my pilot salary didn't increase, didn't double. But with GNLD, it doubled and it tripled. I'm not saying this now to boast, show good how I am. No. I'm saying this to illustrate and to show that if I can do it with my two eyes, my two legs, my mouth, whatnot, if I can do it, you can also do it. It touches me that when people do not see the concept behind it. And I just urge the youth that GNLD is the right way, guys. Seriously. You get so many benefits from it. You get to associate with successful people from all different walks of life. You get to associate with doctors, engineers, and so forth. Personal growth, I used to be very shy. I never ever thought I was speaking with a multitude of these great people. But I'm here now, thanks to GNLD. Just to close, I think a message to the youth is don't be scared to use your product. As for me, my first selling product is Wash and Wax, because I keep my car clean every time. Every time. And what happens is you park and someone parks next to you and then they ask you, what do you use for your car? And I always have boxes of Wash and Wax and I sell that. I'm coming to a close now. And I think with my little story, if you have not picked up anything, I just want you to leave you with these words that let's decide to be the change we want to be. For things to change, you have to change. For things to get better, you have to get better. I thank you very much.